Chapter 77.
And I, Baruch, went away from there and came to the people, and assembled them together from the greatest to the least. And I said to them, Hear, all you sons of Israel! Look how many you are who remain of the 12 tribes of Israel! For to you and to your fathers, the Lord gave the law above all nations. And because your brothers have transgressed the commandments of the Most High, He brought vengeance upon you and upon them. And He did not spare the first only, but He also gave the latter into exile, and did not leave a remnant of them. And look, you are here with me. Therefore, if you make your ways straight, you will also not go away as your brothers went away, but they will come to you. For he whom you honor is merciful, and he in whom you hope is gracious and true, so that he will do good to you and not evil. Have you not seen what has befallen Zion? Or do you perhaps think that the place itself has sinned, and for this reason that it has been destroyed? Or that the country itself has done some crime, and for this reason that it has been delivered up? And are all of you unaware that because of you who did sin, the one who did not sin was destroyed? And that because of those who acted wickedly, the one who has not gone astray has been delivered up to enemies? And the whole people answered, and they said to me,
Everything that we can remember of the good things the Mighty One has done to us, we shall remember. And what we do not remember, He in His mercy knows. Yet do this for us, your people. Also, write a letter of teaching and a scroll of hope to our brothers in Babel, so that you may also strengthen them before you depart from us. For the shepherds of Israel have perished, and the lamps that gave light are extinguished, and the fountains from which we used to drink have withheld their streams. We are now left in darkness, and amid the trees of the forest, and in the aridness of the desert.
And I answered and said to them, Shepherds and lamps and fountains come from the law. And though we depart, the law remains. Therefore, if you gaze upon the law and are intent upon wisdom, then a lamp will not be absent, and a shepherd will not give way, and a fountain will not dry up. Nevertheless, as all of you have asked me, I shall also write to your brothers in Babel, and I shall send it by means of men. And likewise, I shall write to the 9.5 tribes, and send these letters by means of a bird. And it happened on the 21st day of the 8th month, that I, Baruch, came and sat down under the oak in the shadow of its branches. And no one was with me, I was alone. And I wrote 2 letters. One, I sent by means of an eagle to the 9.5 tribes. And the other, I sent by means of 3 men to those who were in Babel. And I called an eagle, and spoke the following words to him. You have been created by the Most High, to be higher than any other bird. But now, go, and do not tarry in any place, nor enter into a nest, nor perch on any tree, until you have flown over the breadth of the many waters of the Euphrates River, and have come to the people who live there, and drop this letter down to them. For remember, at the time of the flood, Noah received the fruit of the olive tree from a dove when he sent it forth from the ark. And also, the raven served Eliah by bringing food to him as they were commanded. Also, Solomon, in the time of his kingship, whenever he wanted to send a letter or was in need of anything, he commanded a bird and it obeyed him as he commanded it. And now, do not be reluctant, and do not deviate to the right nor to the left, but fly and go straight away, that you may preserve the command of the Mighty One as I have told you.